This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Britain has opened its borders to fully vaccinated travelers from the United States and much of Europe as the government continues to ease coronavirus travel restrictions. Monday was the first day that travelers arriving in Britain from the United States and most parts of the European Union could do so without going into quarantine. New arrivals must still be tested for the coronavirus before boarding a flight to Britain and within 2 days of arrival. Britain is maintaining quarantine requirements for French travelers, saying the country has a concerning number of cases of the Beta variant in some areas. The Beta variant was first detected in South Africa. Britain has one of the highest vaccination rates for its population, with nearly 90% of adults having had at least one shot. In the United States, more jurisdictions are requiring employees to get vaccinated or submit to regular testing as the country grapples with a rise of infections blamed on the Delta variant. Denver, Colorado Mayor Michael Hancock announced Monday the city will mandate all city employees and private sector workers in high-risk settings to be vaccinated against the virus by the end of September. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said state health care workers, along with workers in corrections facilities or assisted living centers, must be vaccinated or face testing twice a week. In New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo urged businesses to turn away unvaccinated customers. He said it is in the business's best interests because many customers want to know that the customer next to them has been vaccinated. In Australia, officials extended a lockdown in Brisbane, the country's third largest city, until Sunday because of a growing COVID-19 outbreak. Sydney, the biggest city in the country, is beginning its sixth week of lockdown. VOA News. A third police officer who responded to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol died by suicide last week, the District of Columbia Metropolitan Police Department said on Monday. A police spokesperson said Gunter Hashida was found dead in his home on Thursday. This is the third known suicide of a police officer who responded to the attack on the Capitol. More than 500 people so far have been charged with crimes stemming from the January 6th riot. A group of 16 humanitarian aid organizations has issued a joint statement warning about the spiraling humanitarian catastrophe, in the words of the statement, in Myanmar, triggered by skyrocketing COVID-19 cases and widespread violence. The statement continued, over 60% of reported deaths from COVID-19 in Myanmar have occurred in the past month alone, with the number of confirmed cases doubling in the past 2 months. It said healthcare facilities remain shuttered as healthcare workers face violence and threats. It said more than 400 doctors and 180 nurses have been given arrest warrants since the military takeover 6 months ago. A record number of migrants have crossed the English Channel from France to the United Kingdom this year in small boats. The British government is seeking to deter the migrants by making irregular migration a criminal offense. The migrants come from Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia. Most are fleeing conflict or poverty. At its narrowest point, the English Channel is 30 kilometers wide, and the migrants usually travel in overloaded inflatable dinghies across the busiest shipping lane in the world. British and French intelligence services say the crossings are coordinated by networks of people smugglers who charge about $3,000 a person. And authorities in South Sudan's Unity State say at least seven people are reported dead in Mayendit County after floods submerged several homes in recent days. Officials say the floods have also displaced about 400 families. The Mayendit County Commissioner spoke to VOA's South Sudan in Focus program. He told them heavy rains have intensified over the past few weeks. He said at least seven people have drowned and 17 have been bitten by snakes. The floods have destroyed infrastructure, houses, and the livelihoods of hundreds of people. The county commissioner said nearly 90% of land in the county is submerged. Nearly 400 families have fled to higher ground for safety, and more than 800 head of livestock have died in the flooding. To make matters worse, many of the displaced lack shelter or mosquito nets to protect them from mosquitoes carrying malaria. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.